This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Evan Roberts, Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Well, hello there. It is November, and it's the same garbage. It's November, and our football teams are dead and buried. We got a lot to talk about. The Giants embarrassed themselves at MetLife Stadium. We'll let you know about our experience. I have some undercover audio of Sean Morris watching that mess. Did Brian Daboll cry at his press conference yesterday? And Aaron Glenn is back sparring with the media over who the quarterback should be. Tiki Barber, that was fun yesterday,
wasn't it? Not at all. It wasn't fun in any capacity.
Except for the first drive of the game, which was outstanding because they were patient and took what was given to them. And then they decided to rush everything. Look, I think Brian Daboll has a leadership problem. And I'm not talking about Brian Daboll himself. I'm talking about this team. Because there's a dichotomy that you're starting to see from a leadership perspective. You have Jackson Dart on the offensive side of the ball who does everything he possibly can to try to win these football games, to try to get his guys going, to try to make plays, whether it's with his legs and taking hits and leaning in headfirst sometimes into contact, to making pinpoint throws, which unfortunately sometimes these guys drop. But you feel the leadership, like you feel Jackson Dart saying, get on my back, let's go. We're going to go try to win this game. And then you get the other side of the ball where your best player, one of your best players, and Dexter Lawrence is just getting pushed around all over the field. It feels like there's an effort issue on the defensive side of the ball. And if it's not for Brian Burns, I mean, what the hell are you watching the defense? What can you say good about the defense other than Brian Burns, who's leading the league in sacks with 11? He had a big pass breakup on a third down. It was a screen. It probably would have went for 30 more yards to Christian McCaffrey. Hey, Brian Burns is balling. But on the defensive side of the ball, it feels like there is an effort issue. They got asked about that over and over and over again. I wouldn't say it's effort because I think everybody out there, if you don't have effort, you're going to get hurt. But it feels like a want-to issue. And when you have one of your big leaders not showing the want to, and I'm talking obviously about Dexter Lawrence, then everything starts to fall apart, right? You take your cues from the best players. It's you can count on me every Sunday to give you the same effort that you saw when I was at my peak. And if it's anything short of that, then everybody else takes license to just, all right, I'm not going to lean into this tackle. All right, I'm going to get trucked by Brian Robinson, Deontay Banks, get my chest basically stepped on and embarrassed, and then walk out of the locker room with my pants down because I don't want to talk to anybody. Right? That is not winning football, and it's not a winning culture. And the problem for Dave, this is why I say it's a problem. In 2022, when he was a rookie head coach here, there was a mantra, and you heard it over and over and over again. You got to earn your playing time. I don't care who you are. I didn't bring you here. This is a new team. It's a new situation. You have to earn your right to play, which means every practice, every opportunity on the field. There has to be an urgency. He can't preach that anymore. And you know why? Because they're not good enough.
Mm.
Who are you sitting down? You're going to sit somebody down and say, all right, third stringer who barely belongs on this team, go get your ass beat. It's a conundrum that he's in. It's obviously still his issue, but there is a massive, I think, leadership issue happening inside this locker room, and it only gets worse every time you lose a game as bad as you did like this past weekend.
And it gets worse when a game starts to get out of hand, because the yes. one that jumped out at all of us was Deontay Banks getting run over by Brian Robinson.
Right.
And as I'm watching it, and give the MetLife Stadium TV crew a lot of credit, they showed the replay on the big screen, which I thought was interesting. It was like, all right, let's see that again, just right. in case you missed it. But as I watched that...
How do we show we don't like you, even though we don't say we don't like you?
Right? How do we do that? As I'm watching that, and as I'm watching other things from this game where it appeared the effort wasn't there, I thought of Harry Truman. I thought of our former president, the great Harry Truman, because... it'll make sense. It's actually going to cause us to maybe disagree. Maybe slightly.
Give us a history lesson then.
He had a thing on his desk. And the thing on his desk said, the buck stops here. Mm. And so when I hear what you say about the lack of leadership in that room, I say, you're right. I can't disagree with you. And let's call them out by name. Dexter Lawrence is certainly a guy that should be brought up. But I always go back to the buck stops here. Mm. And that buck stops with the head coach and the general manager, who put these guys in position to be on the field and have a leadership role.
Right. No, you're 100% right about that. But I can't watch a football game and see Darius Slayton drop an obvious, easy touchdown pass because he's worried about bracing himself on the fall. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but who paid him and put him out there?
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
But the ball's in your hands. He caught it.
I agree.
He caught it, and then he dropped it because he was like, oh, no, I'm going to hit the ground. Hit the ground, dude. Call the ball. It's more important. Theo Johnson, who is still a young player, is in his second year. You can't get confused and drop passes. Like, do I turn my hands out? Do I turn my hands in? Do I just catch it in my chest? It was a perfectly thrown ball. He drops it on a big third down. You can't have the mistakes. You can't have John Michael Schmitz on one of Tyrone Tracy's first big runs. It's a gap scheme, which fits Tyrone's game. Pulling guards, you get out in front, you create lanes. He just completely whiffs on the kickback block, and Tyrone Tracy probably would have hit his head on the goalpost. It was such a wide-open hole in play design. But John Michael Schmitz, he just missed. You can't have these inferior efforts by everybody and then expect to win games. I think this team is good, but not anywhere close to being consistent enough to win games where they're in the same sphere. Right, I think the San Francisco 49ers are a super well-coached team, and despite their plethora of injuries, they play at a high level, regardless.
Yeah, yeah.
Give Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh a ton of credit. But I don't see that with the Giants. So you're right. But to me, I can't help but look at the player.
No, I get that, and I think that's the different perspectives we have. You watched a game yesterday. We both watched the game yesterday, and you see the player's lack of effort or mistakes that they make.
Right.
And I see the same thing, but then I also get mad at the person who signed them. Like Joe Shane signed...
This is the Sean Morash argument from 2 weeks ago.
Well, but he's not wrong. And maybe it's because I sat next to him for 3 hours. But when Darius Slayton screws up, like, you're right to be mad at Darius Slayton, Teak. I'm not disagreeing with you, but then I have a right, and certainly Giant fans have a right, to say, why did the GM pay him? Why did the GM pay him?
Yeah, I guarantee him $39 million or whatever it was.
And when there's a lack of effort, and this goes in any sport, it does not matter whether it's basketball, I'm witnessing this right now, whether it's football or whether it's baseball. Yeah, we're going to be mad at the players, rightfully so, and you should bring them up by name, but we're also going to say, what about the leadership of the organization? Like,
yeah.
You're right. Brian Daboll didn't...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Cause Deontay Banks to say, hey, I'm going to get run over by Brian Robinson. But he's the head coach, and the buck stops here. And a game like yesterday on every level, I'm not even including the plane that went overhead, just everything you watched, that's the GM, the coach, and yes, the players. It's an everything problem. There are certain games in which you walk away and say, who am I mad at? Right. Am I mad at this guy? Am I mad at this aspect? I walk away from this game. When I left MetLife Stadium, I walked away saying, they all suck. The GM needs to go. The head coach needs to go. A lot of these quote-unquote leaders you talk about, they need to go. And what really boggled my mind as I left the stadium, as an IFO, because honestly, I went there, Sean will tell you, I was rooting for the Giants. There's no, you can't question that for a second.
Right. No, I can't. That was the most normal behavior I've seen Evan at a sporting event.
As I walked out, I had this weird feeling, and I think I'm going to represent a lot of Giant fans when I say this. I hate the coach. I hate the GM. I hate 90% of the roster, but by God, do I have a quarterback. And that's a weird feeling to have.
That's why it was so odd on the post game, as me and Schmelk and Bob Papa were talking about the game. Like, I didn't have an emotion. Like 2 weeks ago in Denver, I was pissed. Last week, actually, I was kind of pissed because of the penalties and the horrible refereeing that impacted, like really impacted the game. This week, I felt almost resigned, and I don't know if that was because that felt like the energy that the team was giving off in the second half in particular. They made no stops and couldn't really get anything going until those last couple of drives that were in garbage time. When you're so far down, it didn't matter. You didn't have enough possessions to really come back. But it felt resigned and just disappointed. It was the first time I felt disappointed. In Denver, I'm mad about a play. And in Philadelphia, I'm mad about lack of execution and run fits and getting beat up by the Philadelphia Eagles. But the Eagles are good and they're on the road. You're mad, but then you get over it. This week, you almost start to feel, like, what's the point? If the guys don't care, why do we care? Why do I care so much if you don't give a crap? Dexter Lawrence or Deontay Banks or whoever the hell it is. You have to care. You have to show it. And you see it, man. You see it on film. You see it on the game. Caring has a look to it.
Oh, yeah.
And offensively, and Jackson Dart, he has it. Not enough other guys have it.
Well, that's the thing. There are a lot of guys on that football field. And there are guys, I'll call them out by name, who clearly care.
Yes.
Brian Burns is having a special season.
Oh, dude, he could be all pro this year.
He should be. I mean, and here's
the problem is the Giants stink, so no one's going to pay attention to the fact that he has 11 sacks.
And what would kill me if I'm Brian Burns, and I respect that Brian Burns ditched the media yesterday.
I do, too. We talked about this afterwards, because I don't know what he would have said.
Of course, because Brian Burns is the moment in this football game, and we'll get to every aspect, and we'll talk to you coming up, 888-808-1019. The moment of this game that caused me the most anger, pain, and laughing all at the same time was when Brian Burns single-handedly said, all right, boys, I'm going to give you another shot.
Right.
Because when he exploded on top of Mac Jones and it turned into they called it a fumble. We thought it was an interception.
Right.
But before that, thought it was a fumble.
Abdul Carter just can't get a stat.
Man. I know. Poor Abdul Carter. The game had turned. Brian Burns basically could look at the offense and say, there you go, boys.
Got you.
There you go.
I got you.
Theo
back.
Johnson, who just had a drop 30 seconds earlier. Here you go, boys. Make it a football game. Not that you're going to win, but make it a football game. And what we witnessed on those next four plays, three offensive plays that led to 0 yards, and then a missed kick by the kicker who finally showed up and then couldn't make it, a pretty straightforward kick, was almost like cutting Brian Burns' you-know-whats off.
Right.
So if I'm Brian Burns, you're damn right I'm not talking to the media because I'd be pissed off.
Yeah, they showed a shot of him right after the missed kick, and he was just disgusted. You could just see it.
How can he not be?
They picked up 0 yards on three plays and missed the kick. His face as he went to go get his helmet to go back on the field was just pure disgust.
So when you talk about leadership, and you're right, I look at Brian Burns, if he's listening today, and I don't think he is. Hey, Brian, you're excluded from this because you're doing everything you can. Jackson Dart, you're excluded from this because you're doing everything you can.
Yeah, but the reality is you can't do that. You have to do more. If there's a void, you have to do more. And Brian Burns, who is clearly the leader that they should be galvanizing behind, because he shows up every single game, every game, he's got to go get these other guys in gear. He's got to go get emotional with them. And I don't know if that's his personality. He doesn't seem it. I know he's fiery on the field. I don't know if that's his locker room personality. And I feel like that's missing. There's an anger and a disappointment with mediocrity. There's a normalizing of this, and that's not okay. Because as soon as that becomes normal, then everybody's gone, right? People are going to get fired. Hiring all positions, including the head coach and general manager. That's what mediocrity presents and gives you as an organization. Period. It's as simple as that, and it starts on the field and trickles upwards.
It feels like the train has left the station over the last 2 weeks. It feels like that effort train, that want train that you talk about, it's left the station. I don't know if it was the Denver game that broke this team.
Maybe.
But there's a lot of brokenness in this football team, and it's everybody. I mean, I think every Giant fan agrees, not that you're going to do it today or you're going to do it tomorrow, but the GM and the coach haven't done a good enough job. The roster, the star players, or at least the leaders that you talk about, haven't done a good enough job. And here we are. They're 2-7, and even worse than 2-7, if you stayed yesterday at MetLife Stadium, whether it was watching the game on TV or at MetLife Stadium, you watched guys not care.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is the really difficult thing to wrap your head around.
Yeah, because how can you not? This is it's a privilege to play this game. It's a privilege to do it in this city with this team and this organization and the history that's here. I know it's been bad as of late, but isn't that your opportunity to change it? To make yourself a legend? And some guys are trying to do that. Not enough of them are, though.
Let's get to your calls next. 888-808-1019, the number throughout the show. We will hear some live reaction from MetLife Stadium. Because like I told you, Tiki, I recorded the entire game of me and Sean. And there were some interesting moments. Some very interesting moments. We will get to Brian Daboll and the Giants' decision to kick a field goal early third quarter. And even have some live reaction. What did Sean say in the moment? And what did Brian Daboll say on why he kicked that field goal? We'll get to that next 10 minutes. But as you saw, Tiki, as I certainly experienced, and anyone who watched this game on TV, there were a ridiculous amount of San Francisco 49er fans.
Oh, yeah. We saw that before the game even started. When I got there at 9:30 in the morning or so, the parking lot was mostly full. And at least half of the people I saw were in red jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
And I, for a second, I was like, is that the Giant red? Like, nope. That's no. San Francisco red jerseys. The tailgating was even the San Francisco 49ers. And then once we got into the game, and maybe this was because the 49ers fans didn't want to just hang out in the parking lot the whole time, as it started to fill in, we're talking about 20 minutes before the game, all I saw was 49er red.
Dude, it was all red.
It was unbelievable
how much
red was in that game, in that stadium.
I am something of an expert on other teams' fan bases taking over my building. Mm. I have great experience with this.
Oh,
as a fan of the teams I root for, not just the Nets, I mean the Jets, Mets, the Islanders.
That's
like,
a good point.
And I would tell you, this was bad. This was, there were more Niner fans in the building than Giant fans.
Really?
And I firmly believe. It was close. I'm not going to say it was like 80-20. Mm. Wasn't Knicks, Nets, and Newark, but it was, I think it was about 52%, 48% Niner fans.
Wow.
Did you get that feeling, Sean?
I can't call you crazy because I thought at best it was 50-50 anyway the other way. I started off with Giant fans in the lot around 9 a.m. And then as I made my way around and hopping around, something got really odd to me. Like the bus lot, 50 people to pop, piling out of buses in McCaffrey jerseys. And I've been to Eagle and Cowboy games. I've been to Steeler games. And I was like, this just feels different. And the moment you got in the stadium, I have never in my life sat at a Giant game, and I've been to way too many of these losses, and audibly heard defense chants that felt like you had to drown them out. That was unbelievable.
That's like going to L.A. with the Chargers.
That's what it felt like, a Charger home game.
Right, because those Charger home games, I remember Justin Herbert saying, we have to go silent count at home almost every week.
Yeah.
Now it's probably gotten a little bit better because they're good under Harbaugh, and there's hope or whatever, but those first couple of years in L.A. for the Chargers were bad.
No, and this is a spot where the Giants are an established franchise. There have been bad years where the Giants have allowed road fans in their building.
Yeah.
But in a year where there should be some excitement about a rookie quarterback, to have it sway where it could have been more than 50-50 of another fan base in your building, I mean, that's as pathetic as it gets and a stamp on this regime, in my opinion.
More on this later, including what Jackson Dart had to say about playing in front of a lot of 49er fans. And like I said, we'll break down Daboll's field goal decision coming up in the next 10 minutes. But let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019 is the toll-free number. Matt's in Westchester. Good afternoon, Matt.
What's up, boy? How we doing?
All's good, Matt.
What's up?
So I got 2 points I want to make. I think the first one is a question for Sean, just because I've seen him talking about it on Twitter, is that he believes the Giants need to go make a trade for Jalen Waddle. And while I think that sounds, you know, great in practice, I think some of the facts here are the Giants heading into next year have the second most expensive defense in the NFL. They don't have a third round pick, and they don't have really any cap space heading into next year. And I think at the end of the day, like, that would be my case to fire Shane to begin with, is you have the second most expensive defense in the NFL, no cap space, and one wide receiver is not all you need to win. So sort of like where that comes from. And then I think the other point I want to make is about Dart is, in my opinion, and I'm curious, Tiki, your opinion on this, the most important year for these rookie QBs is that second year because the teams get tape.
Right.
Teams start to figure guys out. We saw it with Stroud, a little bit with Daniels, and obviously the great ones, you know, continue to build on each year. But how could you possibly want Dable to be the guy to engineer Dart's most important year? And I think just the combination of the two and where the team's at and what they need, it doesn't really make sense to me. So I'm curious,
Matt,
overall,
honestly,
a point.
Look, I think the Dable issue is the larger issue, meaning him as a head coach, the leadership void that I was talking about that is just now festering and it's bubbling to the surface, and you see it every week. Actually, it gets worse every week. Especially as these losses mount and the way that they're losing just becomes discouraging. It takes a strong locker room to withstand that, and one that believes in each other. I don't know if that's the case. If we're talking specifically about Dabes, and by extension here, I'm going to talk about Mike Kafka and their quarterback coach, Shea Tierney. I think that they've actually done a really good job with Jackson Dart. It's almost impossible to look at Jackson Dart's development and say, oh, yeah, he's getting screwed. This is not going to work out. I think Jackson is a playmaker. He gets let down every single week by his skill position players, whether it's drops or not making plays. And as a result, he ends up putting it all on himself. He ends up trying to be the hero over and over and over and over. And it shouldn't be that way. For a young quarterback, it should be easy, right? Or at least it should be made easy by those around him. The problem is this Giant roster is not good enough. And so it looks like he's not developing. But the reality is I think they've done a really good job developing Jackson Dart in his rookie season.
And to answer the Waddle question, Tiki also just hit on a lot of the bullet points on why that's the one guy I would still go after and not care that they're 2-7. They don't have good players. I'm tired of Darius Slayton being the number two receiver on this team. Theo Johnson drops a ton of passes. An offense where you hopefully get Neighbors back and Scadaboo back, I think could benefit greatly with Jalen Waddle. Now, am I giving up the Giants' first-round pick that's in the top five? Of course I'm not doing that. And the Dolphins could ask for that all they want. But if the Giants' second-round pick is included, I would. And for all those worried about the lack of draft capital, I got news for you. The Giants found their quarterback, which also means if this team's picking in the top five, you know what the Giants are in prime position to do? Exactly what the Cleveland Browns just did last year to the Jaguars. Be the team that trades out of the top five, get a bunch of draft capital that'll suddenly make up for what you may have given up for Jalen Waddle, and you have a real player, because I'm tired of watching crappy players on this team. Yeah. Go get more good
ones. It's funny, I watched, just because I was so curious to see what, because I didn't get to see it, it was going on while the Giants were, the Cincinnati Bengals game and the Chicago Bears.
That was fun.
Obviously because the Bears are the Giants' next opponent.
Yes.
And so as I'm watching that game, not only am I marveling at the fact that they scored, what, three touchdowns in the last 2 minutes of that game, and it was just back and forth and back and forth, but I was watching the playmakers on the Bengals, and Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, who, by the way, I wanted a year and a half ago, before he signed his contract, Giants should trade for T. Higgins. Andre Yosivas, who was a teammate with my son down at Princeton. All of those dudes, contested balls, make hands catches. I mean, deliberate. This is my ball. I am taking it out of the air and possessing it. The Giants receivers don't do that, right? And until you, Malik Neighbors does, but we won't see him until next year. Until you get, we use this term too much, but you have to use it, dogs that are looking at a football saying, that's mine. I don't care that you're in the right position. I don't care that you're running the right coverage. That is my ball, and I'm going to get it. The Giants don't have players like that. They don't. Not on offense. They damn sure don't have it on defense. And so you're right. The roster's not good enough. But it's because they have the wrong guys.
Mm.
And at least for a winner, you can have a team that could maybe make the playoffs, be a little bit above 500, probably under 500 a lot of times. But losing players are going to lose games for you because they don't want it enough. And that's not me being mean and talking, oh, you're an old head. You don't know what the hell is going on in today's game. I don't care what's going on in today's game. I care that you ball on Sundays. Right? The opportunities are there. It's not like, oh, I didn't have any opportunities today. Yeah, you did. You had a bunch. You didn't make the plays. Period.
Play that jumps out at me like that when you say when you want it more, mm-hmm. when you're a dog, it's not even the Deontay Banks getting run over, it's the non-Deontay Banks interception.
Right.
That one probably jumps out at me most.
Right.
WFN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Bob is in Farmingdale. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, man?
Hey, Tiki, big fan of yours. You were actually my favorite half of Thunder and Lightning back in the day.
I appreciate that. No I saw problem. Ron Dade. I was just out in Wisconsin, and I saw Ron Dade.
Oh, yeah, how's he doing? Good?
He's doing all right, man. He married well out there, and he's a legend in Wisconsin. So,
I bet. I wanted to ask you, Tiki, obviously, as a former player, you've been around an NFL locker room. Could the lack of effort, the lack of energy on the defense be indicative of them essentially quitting on Shane Bowen and not respecting him?
I doubt that. There's too much at stake. There's too much for your job to put bad stuff on tape out of spite. You know what I mean? Oh, I hate my DC, or I hate my offensive coordinator, or I hate this coach. You know what? I'm just going to suck today. I'm not going to care. Well, guess what? All 31 other teams, when you're gone from here, are looking at that tape. And when you come in for a free agent visit, they're going to say, what the hell happened here? And what are you going to say? Well, I hated my coach.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
it doesn't work.
You can't explain it away. Effort, you can't explain away. Want to, you can't explain away. Mistakes, you can explain away. But not giving a crap, that sits with you. It's like that cliche, the eye in the sky don't lie. Trust me, it catches everything.
If it's not about Coach Tiki, do you think for some of these guys it could be, you know, contract stuff, not getting paid? You heard that caller talk about, you know, having all that money invested in the defense. Like, for example, we've been all over Dexter Lawrence here.
Right.
Did you know Dexter Lawrence is not even in the top 10 on AAV per year defensive tackle?
Maybe. It's funny because you said this last week, and I don't know if I dismissed it, but just kind of was like, yeah, you're right, but that's not the case. With Dexter Lawrence and Carl Banks stuff that we talked about, how Carl called him. I mean, he called him out. And then you heard Bobby Okereke talking about how maybe Carl's just trying to motivate him.
Right.
Dexter Lawrence is, when he's great, he is grossly underpaid. So, does he want a new contract? I'm sure he does. But this isn't the way to go about getting it, by being average at best on a given Sunday. And the body language isn't telling me that he really wants this. It's telling me he wants to be somewhere else, despite directly being asked this after the game.
Yeah, it was.
Directly asked this, and he said, no, I don't want to be anywhere else. But money's a big motivator, man. Football players have become different. And part of it's not their fault. I saw John Lynch, who's the general manager of the 49ers, and obviously my brother's teammate and good friend. And so I saw him just because his booth was right where they were watching was right outside where our booth was. And so I was chatting with him for a little bit, and I was asking him about like the injuries. You know, Christian McCaffrey's injury bug, one of my favorite players when he's healthy. Brock Purdy's been out forever, and he was saying the game has changed because if you get hurt, they automatically MRI it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they'll look at it.
Right.
There were plenty of times where I got hurt. Hell, I broke my forearm in a game against the Cowboys. They didn't x-ray it until 12 days later, only because it kept hurting.
Right.
Right? But if I had hurt my forearm against the Cowboys now, they would have x-rayed it that night. And the week would have been over. They're not allowing me to play. I played another game against the Jaguars, and I played in the postseason all the way through the Super Bowl with a fractured arm. You can't do it anymore. And so there's become this, and I'm not using this as a derogatory statement towards the current players, but they've gotten soft because they're protected. Because if you have a knee issue, a ligament issue, the team isn't going to want you to play.
Right.
And then your agent is not going to want you to play. Because if you put bad tape while you're injured, that it goes with you.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't escape it. And so, like we always talk about, us old guys, us old heads, we talk about how the game is so much weak. There is empirical evidence to prove it, to show it. And it's what makes me sometimes lament killing these guys. But at the same time, we're talking about football, man. It's a violent sport. You got to be a little bit crazy to opt in to play this game.
Yes.
I'm not even kidding. You know you're going to get hit. You know that you're putting your body at risk. You know that you're putting your head in danger of repeated trauma that sometimes can have devastating effects. And we've seen that. And all thoughts and prayers of those that have suffered from CTE or the like. But it's a physical game. It's a privilege to play it. But there is a weakness that can't exist in order to do it really well. And sometimes I feel like the game is starting to get weak, if that makes sense.
No, I get you. I couldn't believe it because Sean said it and I looked it up. Dexter Lawrence is like the 10th highest paid defensive tackle. And he signed that contract a year ago.
I know.
So like in terms of its value, it went away quick. But here's the problem if he does want a new contract.
I hope that's not what's going on.
No, I hope either because I'll tell you this.
Because that's weak. That's bad.
Of course. But if he wants a new contract, I wouldn't give it to him. Not based on the way he's playing.
Right.
He's not playing like the beast that he was when the Giants gave him that contract.
Right.
So I understand both sides. When you feel like you're undervalued or underpaid.
Which he is. He is based on reputation.
Yeah, but not based on the way he's playing this
season.
But
not based on what he's doing. If he's trying to hold in or play in, whatever the heck you want to call that is, however you want to call it, this is the wrong way to go about it.
Oh, terribly, because why would, if you're the Giants, if you're Joe Shane, whoever the future GM is, because Shane's probably gone, why would you want to rip that contract up and give him a new one?
You wouldn't.
Did he make a big impact on yesterday's game?
No. Against a backup center named Hennessy.
That's right.
We sat there with your old 22 seats and saw plenty of one-on-ones, too. And Dexter Lawrence, for lack of a better term, got bitched yesterday.
Did you like my seats?
We could talk about that later.
We had...
The view was great.
We had 50-yard line. First row. Coincidentally, we sat on top of Carl Banks. And I don't mean physically Carl Banks. He was on the other side of the stadium broadcasting. His name, which is, of course, on the Ring of Honor wall.
He looks right at it.
Yeah. He stares at it. We're on top of him. Me and Sean were sitting on Carl Banks. I mean, that was a hell of a view. I
had a very good seat for the game.
The view was very good. I just had to figure out who was Devin Singletary and who was Tyrone.
Yeah, Frank. I had to help him out with the numbers. Now, by the way.
You need to bring binoculars, man.
I did. By the way, I did. If I had binoculars, I was fine.
Right.
I want to take you to a huge moment in this game, okay? Do you remember after Graham Gano missed the field goal at the end of the first half, Niners come back, start the second half, they kick a field goal. It's a 20-7 game.
Yes.
And the Giants are driving. They have a fourth and goal from the 3-yard line. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why I think I'm going to record every game I go to with anybody. Because it's all about instant reaction.
Of course.
Like, we could play the game right now. Like, for example, Tommy was watching the game. What did you think, fourth and goal from the 3 down 20-7, when Brian Daboll said, hey, I'm going to kick a field goal?
Idiotic, first of all, because the math doesn't work. You're down 2 scores. You kick a field goal. You're still down 2 scores. And it's absolutely gutless and cowardly to kick there.
Yes, but it was the beginning of the third quarter.
Wait, so did you agree with kicking, Tink?
I understood it.
Understood it.
Okay. I understood it because you still had a quarter and a half, which in theory is 4 possessions, to make up the 2-possession deficit that you had. Now, I know what you're going to say, Tommy. Probably Evan as well. Maybe Sean, certainly in his video. It's your defense is crap today. You're not making any stops. Like, the idea that the defense is going to do its job and give you a chance to stay in this game is nil. But to me, it was early enough that the math was okay.
By the way, now, for the record, I do not have myself on video with my opinion, but I do want to be honest about my opinion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of good with kicking the field goal.
How?
So you're with me.
I was kind of, because I was under the impression that this LD Giant offense, and for those that know,
yes,
they weren't going to convert. Like, to me, I'm sitting there fourth and goal from the 3, especially after the play previously just got blown up. I think it was that play to Devin Singletary.
Yes.
Like, I was fully convinced they're not scoring. And so now the Niners are going to get the ball at their own 3-yard line, and they're going to do a meticulously long 97-yard drive, and this game is going to be sucked off. The air will be sucked out of the stadium.
Excuse me.
And so my gut reaction, and you got to remember this, Tommy, before you attack me. We don't have a lot of time to formulate these opinions. Now, I'm not accusing you of, like, you becoming stronger in your view after the kick is
made. No, you could check my text messages yesterday in the timestamp.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Killing it from the start.
I
texted all you guys.
Now, do you want to know what Sean said?
What do you
think he said?
I think he was mad.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
What do you have to lose?
You will hear me because I'm interviewing him. I'm at the game. This is what I do at games. Tommy will tell you.
Did you use those words, Sean?
I actually don't remember in real time. I'll be honest.
He doesn't even know. I very quickly say, what do you do? Because it's fourth and goal from the 3-yard line. You don't have that much time before we see who runs out on the field.
Yes.
So here in live time from MetLife Stadium was Sean's reaction to me asking him, hey, what do you want to do?
What do you do?
I think you got to go. Oh, my God, they're kicking.
This is embarrassing. Because when I ask him, what do you want to do? He paused, he froze, and then he's about to give an opinion. I think you've got to, and he's calm. And then as soon as he sees Gano on the field, he just starts booing.
Well, he was about to say kick.
No.
You hear kick. We could play it again.
You got to go for it.
Is that what? Play it one more time. I want to hear what he was about to say before he started booing like an animal.
All right, we'll take it from the pause.
I think you got to go. Oh, my God, they're kicking.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he was going to go for it.
Go for it.
But you weren't, no offense.
You weren't convinced.
You weren't
convinced.
Okay. At all.
No laughing at this aside, because this came into play in the postgame. And we didn't talk about this pre-show, so I don't know if you have Dable postgame on this. But
we do. We'll play it in a second.
Because postgame, I was even more infuriated based on what I was doing in real time. What I was doing... right after I shook hands with the Lord and Savior himself and I asked him what he was doing because I was high up in his seats, I looked down and I was trying to do the math on yardage. And when I saw that it was 3, to me, I went to say, okay, you got to go for it.
So you were trying to figure out where they were on the field?
I think 5 is a big difference from 3 in that standpoint.
And in fairness, I thought they were at the 5. My initial reaction to him was, I think it's 4th and goal from the 5. With that said, you know, it's very difficult for you to scream and yell about that decision when we call you in real time being flummoxed.
Because I'm doing the math in my head.
But
the math is that they're down 13 and then you're down 10. So you're still down 2 scores. It makes absolutely no... And by the way, here's more math. 1-2, 2 wins. You have 2 wins.
No, go for it. But the math is, if you don't get it, there's a big difference between somebody coming or the offense rolling from the 3 than it is the 5. That's what I'm trying to figure out as far as not trusting the defense.
Here is what Brian Daboll said after the game when asked about his decision to kick a field goal in that spot.
What was the thought process on kicking the field goal when you're 4th and goal with a 3 down?
4th and 4.
4th and 3, but okay.
Yeah. So that was, if it was a certain distance, we would have went for it. Made it a 10-point game, I believe. That's the reason why.
First of all, that answer sucks.
That's not a reason.
That's not...
Even a 10-point game. That's the reason why.
Even if I'm going to agree with you, Coach, you got to do a better job at, like, defending yourself. Like, here's my defense. My offense sucks. I have a tight end who can't catch the ball. I have no run. Cam Scottable ain't walking through that door.
Yeah.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, I think I have about a 99.9% chance of getting 3 points, and I probably have a 20% chance of getting 7 points. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's why I kicked the field goal.
Yeah,
now, you don't have to agree with it, but that would make more sense than that BS answer.
Right. Take the points because you can, and you still have some time left. Some time. Not a lot, but some time.
That answer was the first time on my drive home last night that even me, the biggest able defender, said to myself, this guy probably can't coach the team anymore. I'll be honest with you.
Because that, of that answer?
That answer, about, and Tiki and Schmuck did a great job on the postgame after dissecting some of the other lines of questions, but I was fixated on that answer because there's two things that bothered me about
well,
it.
Well, first of all, he didn't know where they were on the field.
That's the first thing. When you were asked, and I think it was Dan Duggan that asked it, and you respond with, no, you mean from the four? No. And the game log will tell you it was three.
It was definitely three.
So either there is something lost on your sideline where you're not getting critical down and distance relayed to you back, which is a major issue. Like, don't undersell that. It's a major issue. Or, number two, you want to try to trick the reporters back into acting like you're the smartest guy in the room. But furthermore, what further pissed me off about that answer is, and we argued about this last week, and we saw what happened to Jaden Daniels last night. You have no problem for the second straight week having Jackson Dart in a game that is out of hand running power runs inside the red zone because he needs those reps. Let me ask you something. 3 yards out, isn't that when the game is still in hand a time to run one of those plays with Jackson Dart?
Yeah, you know what's interesting as I look at this? It actually kind of is the four.
Okay.
Wow. I'm just being honest. It's the four. And it's the only reason I'm saying that because I'm literally looking at it. I'm looking at the long snapper as he sets up. If the ball is flat, it's probably like the 3.5. The tip of the ball is like the 3.5. But as the long snapper is snapping, I mean, Dave was right.
I am.
It was on the 4 yard line.
Me and Brian Daboll are very similar because
this ball is on the 4 yard line.
It is the four. And I thought that because when I was saying to Sean a little bit later on, hey, I would have kicked the field goal, I was actually defending it.
Yeah.
My answer was kind of what Daboll said, which is if it's closer, I'd go for it. If it was in the 3 yard line or closer, I would have said, give the ball to Jackson Dart, pound it home. Yeah. If I'm further back, I just don't feel any confidence that this is going to be executed.
Right.
So I'd kick the field goal. And so ultimately, Dave's and I, me from the North Pole upstairs, and Brian from the sidelines, we just thought it was too far out. Right.
But by the way, I think Jesus says it's the four. Jesus,
he did.
By the way, is NFL. .gsis.
Oh, I thought you were talking about who was sitting next to him.
No, that's just how you get the that's how you get the official stats. It's NFL. They call it Jesus, but it's G-Sis. Says it was the three.
Here's what's comical about all of this.
But it's actually the four.
No matter what you feel about this, whether they should have gone for it or kicked it, the truth of the matter is right after that, they actually defensively got off the field.
Yeah,
and
that
they
was the one stop.
They got the ball back down 20-10. Okay, go score. And instead, the offense did nothing until the game was out of reach. So, and also, this is the other thing that jumped back at me, is if Graham Gano does his job and hits the field goal at the end of the first half, then the field goal would have made complete sense because it would have made it a one-score game. So those two things, I thought, made it a lot worse.
Well, my question, and maybe Tiki or Sean could ask Brian Daboll this at some point, do you guys practice? How do you not have play designs in 4th-and-3, 4th-and-4? This idea that you cowardly just kick a field goal and then say, well, I don't think the offense could execute this. Are you guys practicing? Are you going over anything throughout
the
week?
I do have to correct you. Brian didn't say that. Evan said that.
Okay. But you are taking based on what he said.
No, I'm saying it based on watching the game.
Okay.
Like, I'm giving you my view upstairs. I actually thought, you know what, screw it, kick the field. I'm not scoring points on this. That was just my opinion as an IFO.
But from the math perspective, it's idiotic.
No, so it's too early in the game to say it's idiotic, Tommy.
You're already down two scores.
I know, but you still have the entire second half.
Okay, and if you don't get it, then they're on the 3 or 4 yard line, and then you pin them back, and then maybe your defense can make a play, and you get the ball back, maybe you get a score.
But think about it. So you kick the field goal to make it 20-10. Okay, mm-hmm. We disagree. Their defense got the ball back.
Yeah.
If they actually went out and scored, it would have been a one-score game.
Right.
So to me,
they had a 2 yard run. A short pass to Wando Robinson for 6 yards, and then an incomplete pass. Or no, a pass to Tyrone Tracy.
Yeah. Right?
And no, they got the first down.
They got one first down, I think, on that drive.
Right. And then they had a penalty.
So
or a sack. No, they had a sack.
It wasn't about the math as it was the offense then proceeded to not take advantage of the fact that they got the ball right back in a 20-10 game. What'd they do?
Okay, and so my counter to that would be, if you don't trust your offense, you're not going to have a better opportunity than from the four. You have a golden. You're 4 yards out.
But I got to score multiple times anyway. And they didn't. They didn't until.
But
the game
you
got
to get one to get. You got to get one though.
I want
first.
Points. My point to you, Tommy, is I want points.
I agree with Tommy though. If you don't trust your offense from 3 yards out, how the hell are you trust them to score three more times in the
Look
game?
Look at you.
Win?
Look at you trying to get involved in the Mister. I don't know. I don't know. Let me.
I was squinting and doing math, Evan. This wouldn't have happened in the loge.
We'll come back with more of your calls at 888-808-1019 and more on the Niner fan takeover and what Jackson Dart thought about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.